If history teaches anything, it teaches that simple-minded appeasement or wishful thinking about our adversaries is folly.
The 1980s are now calling to ask for their foreign policy back.
Things that didn't age well.
Health chip.
Get busy living, you get busy dying.
This is the Brian Suits Show.
Hey, I'm 770 KTTH. Well, it's a day off in Blaine after a series of text threats, so that's curious. This is where my statement that my curiosity in regards to how original teenage boys can be has largely been satisfied, as there is a wave of a very, very actual concerns and then copycat threats that authorities are forced to act on. Back in a second. It is Friday practice, the 26th of May, 2022. Let's get you to work with our right-way traffic. AM 770 KTH. I'm sorry about my voice cracking right there. I'm going through puberty. Reverse puberty. I'm going through IDGAF puberty on this one. Brian Suits here for your Friday practice, 26th of May, 2022. The Blaine School District has canceled classes on Thursday after whatever that is, after a student received a series of threats via text messages Wednesday that led to an hours long lockdown. No injuries were reported during the lockdown, which began shortly before 3 p.m. and included K through 12 students. The lockdown order was lifted about an hour later after some students in grades 6 through 12 were initially evacuated to the Boys and Girls Clubs and released to families. Okay. So a student receives, I'm not going to tell Blaine how to Blaine, but I have direct firsthand knowledge of this one school, this one middle school, that last week a kid brought an unloaded handgun to school. It was reported by a student. He was taken to the office. The local PD came. Took the kid in custody, and now they'll investigate in accordance with RCW 41. No need to lock down the school. No need to rob the kids of a day of learning, and they moved on. So, yay that place, rah rah. But however, I'm that guy. I'm the guy who says, well, don't reward stupid. There was no malicious intent. It was just dumb, and he will be rewarded. And, as we say in the AAA Dumb Sports League, play stupid games, you will win stupid prizes. So you win that one on that. And I understand that what we demand from our schools is an abundance of caution, But meanwhile, in Texas yesterday, some kid showed up with a replica, like an Airsoft AR-15, and a very actual AK pistol, which are all the rage with the kids these days, and the gangsters. And that's the, for people who are saying AK pistol, that's a rifle, genius. Well, all right, fine. But you can take an AK, and they're imported into this country from other places, and they're made in this country as well. And if you shorten the barrel of an AR-15 or an AK and you declared a pistol, and if you made it, if it's 80% a ghost gun, then yes. So anyway, when I saw that initially, and I saw people on Twitter saying, AK pistol, I think you find it's a rifle. Well,
and one of the aspects we haven't yet touched on,
ATF says otherwise,
or fully fleshed out on this show about the mass shooting in Texas is, there is a real social contagion, media contagion aspect to these shootings and threats at schools. It's a paradoxical effect, but the more you talk about it incessantly, and I don't know how we solve this.
Copycat effect.
Yes, we talked about it for 3 hours yesterday. It gets round-the-clock coverage on the media, and the more you say, we got to keep our kids safe, we got to do more drills at schools, you kind of inspire copycats to want to do the same. And I don't know how we fix this, because if it bleeds, it leads. That's a tale as old as time.
It's almost as if you're somehow asserting that bullied teenage boys or downtrodden little teenage boys want to draw attention or make the world fear their existence.
Bingo.
It's
so
weird.
That's exactly right. But this exists in other circles as well, and on other issues. Racism in America, the more we talk about it over and over and over again, the more really racist people go, they really seem to like what we're doing here because they're talking about it nonstop on cable news and on the radio. Let's form a bigger group and let's go march with tiki torches and say the Jews will not replace us.
You know the effect of that was years ago. It was the summer, and a group of Asian American students were downtown near what used to be called Safeco Field at the time, just to be in context. And they were down there doing some how to spot anti-Asian bias or something like that class, some seminar, and it was happening right before a Mariners game. So they get out for a break or something, and it's like noon. People are showing up for the Mariners game, and they all, like a crowd of them, jaywalk. But when I say them, I don't mean you people. I mean the attendees of this how to spot bias. So they're jaywalking right in front of Seattle police, and Seattle police say something like, "Hey, you kids, don't jaywalk. Hey, obey the walk sign. Hey, stay on the sidewalk. There are many automobiles." Or they say something like that. They go back to the class, and it turns into Seattle police hate Asians because they yelled at us and no one else who was jaywalking, only us. And then, okay, well, it was an Asian-American officer who yelled at them, but never mind that. And it was crazy. It took like a 48-hour lifespan of its own. And this is where, I because I'm not in control of how schools deal with this, how I'm not in control of your psycho teenage boy or whatever, this is why I say my curiosity in regards to the lack of originality of teenage boys in this day and age is over. It's done. That's why my kid can take care of personal trauma, maybe the trauma in the kid next to them, you know, as long as, you know, bleeding or whatever. But anyway.
And I'm curious as to where you fall on this question, but I'm actually against mass shooter drills in schools. I think it creates an unwarranted, unnecessary fear in kids. And furthermore, if you're a wannabe shooter or someone who gets this media contagion effect and wants to make yourself notorious, you then learn all of the safety protocols of the students around you.
Yeah.
I just don't understand the point of them. I don't understand parents that want to talk to their 7-year-olds about these. You could disagree, and I'll respectfully disagree with you, but I saw a bunch of posts on social media yesterday. What am I going to tell my 7-year-old? Well, don't tell your 7-year-old about this. I didn't talk to my kids about it. Why? Because it happened in Texas, because the risk of it happening at their school is still in the millions to one. It's such a sensational, shocking story that it makes mass media, and data doesn't show that my kids are really going to be at risk. So if I'm talking to my 9-year-old about it, I don't really know what purpose it serves ultimately.
I know. In my case, because I would love, I am filled with confidence in the staff and the procedures at the district in our bucolic South Sound community. But I have my own plan. And so my daughter and I have our own plan. There's an app that we both have on our phones, and we have code words that you respond to with whatever is going on. And plus the first aid kit, because I would rather rely on my planning and my training of the 13-year-old, and I'm very happy with it. It's because I think it's a product of what we went through the final 2 years that we are in Crapifornia, and because we always have contingency plans .
Well, and you've also been in war zones, so you might have a different perspective than me on this, because you might want to be more prepared given what you've seen with your own eyes in terms of violence.
Anything can turn into a war zone.
Well, so exactly right.
Tacoma Mall can turn into a war zone. Parkland at 5 a.m. The joint, and this is what I'm saying if I were a Blaine school district parent, I would be filled with confidence, and there's never any such thing as overreaction, you know, I guess, or whatever. But Blaine PD and the school district released a joint statement yesterday. Blaine school district student received threats by text message today from an unknown source. The school staff worked with Blaine PD regarding their investigation. The student received additional threats that escalated in seriousness and indicated a person was in the school with a weapon. The district was immediately placed in lockdown, and law enforcement was notified. And, you know, granted, I would take, and this is why, you take these possibilities of violence the day after a highly publicized, you know, atrocity in Uvalde. You take these way more seriously. A month from now, the temperature goes down, you know, and all that. You know, so I get it on why they do this. But once, I mean, in my world, once you establish that there was no threat, that they were spurious texts, and you'll trace the source of the text and the whole thing and hand it off to the FBI or Washington State Patrol, whoever does it statewide, and you have school today. That's, you know, that's me. Maybe that is tone deafness. Having school today, maybe you give the kids a day off. I don't know. This time of year, I emphasize you're going to have snow days to make up and all that. And I would say if there's not a credible reason to keep them out today, you don't keep them out. Because now there's 2 days lost to the same spurious texts. But that is one of many, many reasons I'm not in the public education industry. Though some say that is sort of what's going on here. What's this?
It makes me sick, to be honest with you.
There you go. Wait, did I play that? No one else heard it but me?
No, I heard it.
Oh, okay. I'll play it again.
It makes me sick, to be honest with you.
All right, we'll continue Friday practice right after this. The gunmen use it to break into a gallery in downtown Seattle. Some say more police is the solution. It is AM770 KTTH Know-It-All. Coming back in just a second so you can win your Thursday, if that is what today is. Let's get you to work with our right-way traffic.
At all. First thing.
This just in, Brian Sutera, Snow at all, your chance to absolutely win your Friday practice. The First Lady yesterday was there at Dulles Airport because they FedExed more baby formula, and there was no dramatic C-17 idling in the background, no wind disturbing a mother who was brought out. That was a mistake on Sunday. A, it was Sunday. B, they left the C-17 running, number three, the plaintive, the desperate mother was drowned out by the sound of the idling GE engines. Not so much yesterday when the FedEx full of specific baby formula arrived.
I'm here today to say to parents, you aren't alone. At the highest levels of Joe's administration, he and his team understand what you're going through, and they are finding solutions.
Ma'am, this is a Wendy's. Thing two.
Second thing.
Everyone, moment of silence for the governor. Moment of silence for Lieutenant Governor. There, half that. They both have the COVID. Or rather, they have tests that were positive for the COVIDs. Jay Inslee and Denny Hack are busy snuggling in their onesies, probably. What would they be binge watching together if they're sick together?
That's a really good question. I wasn't prepared for that one. I'm
probably
not as quick as you.
DVR'd puppy bowls, I'm assuming.
Bridgerton? I don't know.
Well, in between the classic 2015 Come From Behind puppy bowl, then probably season one of Bridgerton.
They should watch the new Ricky Gervais special. They could learn something.
Yeah, they'll be crying. They'll be tweeting pictures of each other crying.
Could be triggering.
Here's me watching Ricky Gervais' transphobic but highly, amazingly hilarious new Netflix special. Inslee, who needs you to know that he's fully vaccinated and has had two booster shots, took a rapid antigen test that came back positive Wednesday. His office said in a late-day news release, this sounds like a day off. I bet he's at the Mariners game. About 1 hour later, as if on cue, Lieutenant Governor Denny Hack, also vaccinated and double boosted, announced his own positive test. So the press release said, quote, I am experiencing very mild symptoms and am most glad I'm vaccinated and boosted. I hope others consider getting their booster because it's very effective in preventing serious illness, close quote, he said. And no, I don't know how you disprove a negative, but regardless. Well, how do you answer for people that are still getting seriously ill from this very light to moderate runny nose Omicron variant? Inslee did not answer the plaintiff question by the talk show host in Seattle. Thing three.
Third thing.
San Francisco is filled with poo, and everyone knows it. This is not breaking news. What was funny in that that game from the Steve Kerr was able to pull himself together and actually coach, but they still lost by 10. They were down by 20 at a point. But it did you I don't know if you saw this, but it rained on whatever the place the Mavericks play in. And I thought it was fairly new. What did Mark, what's his name? Cuban made his money on what? Like FM.com or radio.com, something like that.
It was like Real Player or something.
No,
wasn't
it wasn't
it?
Real Player. That's a thing. That's a real thing. But he cashed out of the internet early and became just a loudmouth guy. Well, anyway, it rained so hard, it was leaking through the roof in Texas. It was doing a Texas downpour. It was leaking through the roof, as if the Lord wanted Steve Kerr to see that the Lord was crying too. It was raining real hard. Now they move the series tonight to San Francisco, to the Bay Area, which is filled with poo and needles. And there is no thought that can go unexpressed by Charles Barkley.
You know the bad thing about all this rain? It's not raining in San Francisco to clean up those dirty ass streets they got there.
Say it again,
they need a clean San Francisco. You know, it's a great city, but all that dirtiness and homelessness, y'all, man, y'all gotta clean that off the streets. I wish it, because it's raining like hell down here.
Look, that looks beautiful.
No. You go three blocks over.
The Pacific Ocean is right there.
Go three blocks over by our hotel. Go three blocks over by our hotel. It's raining so hard down here. San Francisco need a good washing.
That place was Thrive City where we did the show.
Well, that's a good part of San Francisco. Unfortunately, TNT put us in the bad part of the show.
I'll stop him when he's wrong. Anyway, there you could use that to here. By the way, fourth thing. Well, guess what? There's still gunplay and violence and down in Seattle. Even though the Seattle PD has moved the mobile precinct down there a block away, there's a gallery that had a guy a month ago just throw a brick through a giant plate glass window. Oh no, he didn't. No, that guy, the guy a month ago walked in, and this. How do you? How are you walking down the street with this without alerting, without gaining the attention of the police? Guy walks in and he shoplifts out of this gallery a mammoth tusk. Just a mammoth tusk. Oh, what do you call that? Oh, it's Tuesday. A guy with a mammoth tusk a month ago, the poor woman who's decided to have her high-end gallery there on Third Avenue replaces the giant plate glass window with, as I've established, the guy walked in. So the place was all locked up night before last. And this time the guys who broke in shot the window to break it.
So I'm afraid when I'm not at the store, and I'm afraid when I'm at the store.
A brazen break-in at a Seattle art gallery has left that gallery's owner and her employees shaken.
They've been hit three times, but the owner says this time a man used a gun to shatter the storefront window. Camo's Michelle Esteban is live, and Michelle, she told you she feels targeted.
She does indeed, Mary, and that is because they have been hit three times in just 3 months, starting in March.
Caught on camera, what you're seeing is three bullets piercing through a ground-to-ceiling storefront window at Fossil and Stone Gallery. Shots fired, the window shatters, and someone reaches right in, grabs two sculptures and antlers, all in about 7 seconds.
Yeah, I scored some antlers. So I know this is the most bizarre story. In the town where earlier this week, there's people protesting, budgeting money to recruit police because Seattle police are at critical manpower levels. And they want to defund the police. There are people a block away from the mobile precinct firing rounds to break a plate glass window so that they can steal fossilized antlers or something. I mean, are they festooning their vagrant camp, their dome tent with ancient antlers? You know, no, they're pawning them. It occurs to me that this would be fairly easy to run down. But it would require a police officer. But has anyone pawned a mammoth tusk in the past month? Why, yes. Same chap came back with moose antlers. Siberian moose antlers. Really? How much did that garner him? Well, I offered 20. We settled on 22 bucks. So they used a gun to break the window. That's in downtown Seattle. And there you go. But defund those police. And that that is your fifth thing. When we come back, well, we'll let you be the judge. This highly objectionable Ricky Gervais, his new Netflix special, which, you know, not to over-egg the pudding, I found hilarious, but deeply offensive, but hilarious. We'll play you a highly edited sample, and you can decide yourself. It's AM 770 KTTH. Brian Suits here on a Friday practice, 26th of May, 2022. Let's get you to work with the right way traffic. AM 770 KTTH. Brian Suits here. I'll give you a Ukraine update. The Ukrainians, with limited counterattacks, counteroffensives along the Russian occupied parts of Ukraine, slowly taking parts of Ukraine back. And the looming food crisis, for those of you that are into this food and are looking at the calendar and all that, the Turkish government is negotiating with Putin for a corridor so that Ukrainian grain, which the Russians are busy stealing right now, by the way, can come out of the Black Sea through the Bosporus and Dardanelles.
Why would Putin want to allow that to happen?
He would not.
Okay.
He would not.
That's what I thought.
The answer is he would not. The one piece of leverage that Erdogan has on Putin, I don't think that Putin cares anymore, is I'll reveal the level of corruption between you and I in cooperation with brokering ISIS oil through Turkey, except that that would say out loud what everyone knows about Erdogan and his son. That's
well, Turkey's
billionaires.
Turkey's been allowing Russia to park their big yachts in the waters.
Yeah, and they don't seize them. Yeah, the Turkish police, oddly enough, can't find it. It's, you know, the warrant says Wharf 17. You're at Wharf 16. I'm sorry, that must not be the yacht. So anyway, those are your big takeaways. In China, by the way, they've had for the past 10 years. Not only have they been manufacturing islands in the South China Sea and turning them into fixed aircraft carriers and the whole thing, but they've been slowly corrupting the outer ring of islands, going from the Solomons just north of Australia, and what's called the inner island ring is Japan, Taiwan, and for the Chinese Navy to break out prior to a conflict, they would have to get past American and Japanese forces and Korean forces in that first island chain. The second island chain is further afield, and they've been busy corrupting and bribing the governments of the Solomons and Tuvalu and all this. And it's Western powers are finally waking up to this. It's a bit late. Some Australian politicians have been saying, not only are they busy trying to corrupt Australian politics, New Zealand is a goner. They're so in the pocket of China now, but now they're very slowly finding that you can get a lot more traction by building a free airport, you know, on a Solomon Island or something. So there's more of that maybe a little later on. This is local TV in West Texas was approached by the family of a fourth grader who survived the shooting in Uvalde, Texas, who wants to talk. And they're revealing details that the other stuff you're hearing about on social media and all that today evidently is true. Though in the time of a car accident or something like this, time either compresses or expands. The unblinkable eye on this says that the first 911 call came in at 11:30 a.m. local time, and that the shooter was killed at 1 p.m. So that's 90 minutes. And this fourth grader says that when the guy came in, he told the kids in the class that he wound up barricading himself in. This is what a sick SOB the guy is. He said, "It's time to die." And what the crazy pushback I'm seeing today, less than 48 hours later, is mental health professionals are urging not to stigmatize mental health. I don't stigmatize mental health. Okay, not a problem. I just don't want them undiagnosed and lying on the federal background check form. And again, for Manhattan-based media, there are background checks for firearms in America. It's a federal background check, and you're able to lie on there. Now, you can't lie about never being a felon, but you can lie about not currently being a drug user. You can say, no. And when it says, have you ever been adjudicated as mentally defective, you can say, no. And if you were adjudicated as such as a juvenile, who cares? The day you turn 18 is going to get wiped away anyway. So I would say that for conservatives like myself, I can attest to this. When family members call up a local court or local police in states that have red flag laws, when someone goes nuts, taking their guns away is a good thing. They should never, if they are nuts, they shouldn't possess a weapon. We all agree, because these are psychos that do this. We all get painted by the same broad brush that we're fetishizing our weapons, or it's some phallic worship or whatever, when these are people that never should have had them anyway. But this is a fourth grader. His identity has been masked, but the parents and the kid, you know, want to talk about what happened.
Counting the nightmare, this fourth grader, a survivor of the mass shooting inside Robb Elementary. His parents not wanting him on camera, but he wanted to share what happened.
And when I heard the shooting through the door, I told my friend to hide under something so he won't find us. I was hiding hard, and I was telling my friend to not talk because he's going to hear us. The cop said, help if you need help. And then one of the persons in my class said, help. The guy overheard, and he came in and shot her. And then the cops barged in into that classroom, and the guy shot the cops, and the cops just started shooting at
when the gunman was dead.
So I'm not sure if that's clear, you know, what's going on there. But when police finally breached and went in, they were shouting instructions to the students, if you need help, you'll help. And the guy was still alive. The gunman was still living and unwounded, apparently. And when his friend yelled help, he came in and shot her. So, but don't stigmatize mental health. I mean, by definition, whether you're the guy in Vegas at the, who checks in and gets a 15th floor suite and takes 2 days to set up a bunch of rifles. Well, that's the act of a sane man, right? Sorry to stigmatize. Or you're the 18-year-old in Buffalo, or this guy. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I'm gonna say this: it's not a sane act. And I've never held a weapon in my hand that has its own legs. AR-15s don't have legs. AKs don't have legs. They don't have legs. And it's weird. The millions of sane people who did not shoot up a school yesterday, I don't want to stigmatize being sane, but apparently you're sane, and your AK, your whatever your weapon is, it doesn't have legs. But I was hearing that today that until we know further. Well, we know what the guy did, and we know that it's the act. It's not a sane act. It's a murderous, psychotic act, which is not sane. And like I was saying yesterday, until we can ask the correct questions, you're not going to get the correct answers on that. All right. we'll take a break. That's from KENS CBS 5 in, I guess they're in out of El Paso. The must-see comedy special, if you're a fan of being offended by comedians, is on Netflix for as long as it takes for enough people to get really mad and take it down. But it's very funny, and I would. How much editing did you have to do, Greg?
It took me about 45 minutes.
I played the first on Monday, was it Monday or Tuesday? Monday. I played the first 45 seconds of it, the intro of it, and where he explains comedy. Very funny. But it gets funnier. It's just that it's very sweary. And so I didn't want to do that editing. I don't know. But anyway, thank you to Greg. Back in a second. The results, the fruits of Greg's labor right after this. It's AM 770 KTTH. Brian Suits here. Let's get you to work with on our Friday practice with Right Way Traffic. Brian Suits. here. It is Friday practice, and a friend of mine sent me a link to Homeland Security's Stop the Bleed program. So this absolutely validates what I'm talking about. Stop the Bleed is a national awareness campaign and call to action. Stop the Bleed is intended to cultivate grassroots efforts that encourage bystanders to become trained, equipped. Well, don't text me while I'm reading it in the middle of the screen. And so to learn or get involved, anyway, become empowered, take a course. I want to teach or host a course. Anyway, this is, and the reason he sends it to me is because the sheriff's office, where he is in the large panhandle-shaped state that borders on the Gulf of Mexico, or is the shore of the Gulf of Mexico, is sort of the center point of this, and that is really, really cool. So I'm glad. So anyway, I'm more validated the more I'm learning about, you know, police officer who's never been shot at, never been in that situation or whatever. What's unearthed or what's coming to light about Uvalde, Texas, is that they didn't rush to the sound of the guns, and that's their own stuff, but I don't want it to affect me. And so I'm more sure that what I'm doing in putting together and training my daughter on how to stop bleeding in herself or her classmates, I'm going to double it now, you know, and if her friend, I'll talk to her friend's parents and say, you know, if you want a quick and dirty half hour, you know, how to do this, I can get people there. I can teach you, you know, whatever. And because that I'm in control of, I'm not in control of the nutbag kid sitting next to probably a boy, you know, sitting next to my kid or your kid or, you know, whatever. Anyway. And so next hour, more from downtown Seattle, more from that that gallery that has local vagrants and drug addicts breaking in and shoplifting things like mammoth tusks. Well, they show in Channel 4 showed in the story, in the background of the story that I played earlier, the guy walks in and he picks up what it looks like a 50-pound mammoth tusk and halves it over his shoulder, walks out the gallery. I mean, it's like of all the things to shoplift. And I swear, officer, he was carrying what looked like a mammoth tusk. Anyway. All right. Well, if you want to push back on cancel culture, remind your friends that they don't have to pay Netflix and they don't have to click on anything that Netflix pushes up to the top based on their algorithm. They don't have to pay for HBO Max. You know, none of these things that people are offended by, you don't have to be there. And so anyway, that's sort of the center point of Ricky Gervais's special, which is called Supernature. Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Supernature.
And for the uninitiated, Ricky Gervais is the creator of The Office, which originally aired on BBC.
Yeah.
He is a Brit. The U.S. later copied it to much success. And he's also responsible for the greatest monologue in Golden Globes history, where he took on Hollywood and the big studios and called out their hypocrisy and double standards. His new special
and
on Netflix.
Mel Gibson, the anti-Semitic alcoholic.
There you go, right? He called him out as well. Ricky Gervais made $40 million, a cool $40 million for his new Netflix special, and it's garnering a lot of attention because it is controversial. And do we have to issue a trigger warning here for what we're about to play?
He intros himself by saying, and now a man who has no need to be here whatsoever.
I think he's worth over $100 million easily, probably at this point.
Yeah, and he mocks cancel culture when he says, what do I care? I'm a millionaire. I can say anything I want.
And the special is not for everyone. There's a lot of profanity. It's highly inappropriate, so don't think you're going to walk into it for some family fun time.
And if you think that the last offensive AIDS joke was made circa 1989... wait till the middle third of this thing.
He wants to provoke for this special.
And you've seen the whole thing all the way through, right?
I've seen half of it. I pulled a Brian Suits, and I'm watching it in pieces.
Did you get to the AIDS joke?
I have not got to the AIDS joke.
Wow.
It sounds inappropriate.
Oh, my God. I laughed so hard. I was laughing over him, and I had to rewind it. I was laughing so hard I was missing punchlines. But anyway, this is the part that... the people have only gotten 10 minutes through it are apparently trans And so they're offended by this part.
Not all women. I mean the old-fashioned ones. You know, the old-fashioned women. Oh, God. You know, the ones with wombs. Oh. Those dinosaurs. Oh. No, I love the new women. I know the new women. They're great, aren't they? You know, the new ones we've been seeing lately. The ones with beards and they're as good as... They're as good as gold. I love them. No, it's the old-fashioned with it. And now the old-fashioned... They go, oh, they want to use our toilets. Why shouldn't they use your toilets? For ladies. They are ladies. Look at their pronouns. What about this person that isn't a lady? Well, his p***. Her p***, you f***ing bigot. What if he rapes me? What if she rapes you?
As you can hear, it's highly, highly controversial.
People upset.
And you can't cancel a millionaire. He has a point there. So, again, I urge you not to watch this or else more things like this will be made. HBO will be rewarded. Not HBO, but Netflix will be rewarded for putting on funny stuff and allowing you the option of watching it or not watching it. And so, again, if you watch it, you're clearly transphobic.
Look,
till you get to the AIDS joke part, then you're clearly homophobic. And then
Gervais takes on many issues, many sacred cows of our current cultural moment. And I'm reminded of G.K. Chesterton, who said fallacies don't cease being fallacies because they become fashions. And that's what Gervais is talking about here, in essence, basically, is it's about time we actually point out the truly ridiculous, the ridiculous concepts, not ridiculous people. Okay. I want to make that very clear.
I get to copyright this on Practice Friday, 26th of May, 2022. This decade, sacred cows will be last decade's steaks.
Boom. Oh, wow.
Boom.
That was good.
Mic
that
drop.
Was very good.
Mic, wait, hang on. Mic drop. Okay, bye.
Are you going to hit the table with that one?
Yeah. How about that? This decade, sacred cows. Greg, this decade, sacred cows will be... Last decade, steaks.
But with how fast... you want
to put too fine a point on
dwell
it.
On this longer. Your point is well taken. And for me, it's further validation that you need cultural norms or a system of values that do not change, that are timeless.
Cornerstones, foundations, like family.
C.S. Lewis might call it the Tao.
Well, he was a notorious heroin addict, so here's...
Anybody got a narcan?
That's C.S. Lewis right there. If C.S. Lewis was alive in 2022, that would be him after his mic drop.
Anybody got a narcan?
Back in a second, it is AM 770 KTTH. Yes, the day in inaccuracy so far, and it's not even 8 a.m. here for Practice Friday, 26th of May. 2022. I have a loose plan that today is Top Gun 2 Day. Today is Top Gun Maverick Day. I'm not sure, though. I'll run it by absolutely everybody when we come back. Disturbing details are coming out about the slow response by police, possibly leading to some of the kids bleeding out. That and in Uvalde, Texas. That and more coming up. AM 770, KTTH, Brian Suits here.